This is the Ultimate Advisor Podcast, the podcast for financial advisors who want to create a thriving, successful, and scalable practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your team, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to level up your advising practice, bring in more assets, and create the advising practice that you've dreamed of. You'll be joined by our hosts, Brian Sweet, who is moving fast towards $1 billion in assets under management. Brittany Anderson, the driving force for advisors looking to improve their operations and company culture. And Dre Redfern, who can help you systematize and automate your practice's marketing to effortlessly attract new clients. So, what do you say? Let's jump into another amazing episode of the Ultimate Advisor Podcast.
Welcome back to the Ultimate Advisor Podcast. I am about to bring on an extra special guest that I have been chomping at the bit to get on our show. We have today Mr. Joel Weldon. He is a member of the Speakers Hall of Fame. He's been paid to speak at over 3,000 events around the world. He's coached over 10,000 speakers using his ultimate speaking system. Some people can do and some people can teach. Joel can do both. Today, Joel coaches people on how to be even more effective when speaking on stage, on a video, podcast, or in a client meeting. My very own personal speaking coach, Joel, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Brittany. And so glad that you're here watching and listening to this podcast. There's an ultimate advice. And you're here because you want to get good ideas. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So you'll know in our discussion some things about making presentations that you can use a meeting. You can have some specific examples of how they apply to what you do as an advisor. And hopefully you're going to feel even more confident about your ability to connect with whoever you're talking to, one-on-one, on a client review, on a video, on an interview, a podcast, doing a webinar, an educational event. They're all the same. It's connecting. Speaking effectively isn't a performance act. It's a connecting. And that's what we're going to talk about, how you can connect with the people that you're trying to reach. So Brittany, it's all yours. What would you like to talk about first?
Well, you know, Joel, this is a conversation that I have had with our advisor community and that you and I have talked about over the years too. And that's how, you know, we said in your introduction that speaking is, it's more than just a stage. It's more than a presentation. It's how we carry ourselves in our client meeting. It's how we communicate. So you have this golden phrase that's about impossible to be misunderstood. So can you take us down that route of how this is applicable to client meeting and how people can just be ultimately clear in how they communicate?
Well, that's a great way to start. So the basics of communicating, and especially in the financial services area, because you're a trusted advisor. If you're talking to a potential new client and you're going to take on their asset and manage their finance and be their guide at their side when it comes to money, trust is the key factor. And the way that you build trust with people is to be who you are. The worst thing an advisor can do is become a speecher, is when they get up and give a talk, they become somebody they're not because they've seen somebody coach them about dramatic and how to pause. That's ridiculous. You've been successful because you're you. You've built a practice. You've accumulated AUM. You have clients that give you referrals. Why? Because they like and trust you. That doesn't mean that you're perfect. But when it comes to speaking, that's exactly what you should be. Congruent. Who you are all the time, whether it's a one-on-one client review on a big stage or an interview like we're doing with Brittany for you today. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that and not be misunderstood? That was part of Brittany's question as well. And that comes to the definition of terms. So with the hundreds of advisors that I've worked with over the years as their personal speaking skills coach, so many of them do retirement plan. And they put out, maybe they're doing an educational event with no food, or they're doing a dinner meeting with food, and the goal is to get people to come in for a one-on-one consultation and eventually turn them into a new client. But when they talk about retirement, if you were to ask 10 people just on the street to find retirement, you'd probably get 10 different answers. So one of the tools in our system, so as an advisor, define your term, even something as simple as retirement. So you could say something like this: we're going to talk about retirement this afternoon or this evening. And so we're all on the same page. Here's our working definition of retirement. It's when your income stops from your career or your job, and you're relying on your asset or some kind of retirement plan that you put in, and you do things on your own schedule or whatever you want to define it as. But the key is make sure that everybody's on the same page. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be happy? I mean, just ask people, what is happiness? Having a lot of money, being with my family, being on a boat, going fish. Everybody will give you a different answer. So if you would just define your terms, then people know where you're coming. And it's then impossible for you to be misunderstood. Does that make sense, Brittany?
That makes complete sense. And Joel, I think that the one thing that I can say personally from learning from you over the years is that I have built so much confidence coming into a space where I'm presenting, I'm sharing a topic, I'm in conversations with, be it a coaching client, with some of our advisor community, with our team members, all those things. So can you kind of take that bird's eye view? And this is what I'm thinking of, Joel, is when you help review slide deck, because that has been something that has been so incredibly helpful, is kind of coming bird's eye view and finding those terms. Because the problem is, especially in our industry, I feel like we are so heavy in the acronym space. There is an acronym for everything. So if an advisor is, let's just say they're either preparing for a client meeting or they're preparing to, you know, get in front of a group to do a presentation, how can they take their own bird's eye view to make sure that they're clear, they're concise? I'm going to use the one example too, where if you ever reference like a famous person, what are you supposed to do for context there? Just some of those tips with really looking at things from a different lens and a different perspective.
Okay. Well, as you are listening to this podcast, I'm looking right at you and talking to you right now. I know your biggest problem. I hope you don't mind me telling, but here it is. You know too much. That's the challenge you face as an ultimate advisor. You know this so well. You live with it. You breathe it. You're so passionate about it. This is your calling. This is your mission. And because you're so familiar with these things, you have a distorted view of what your client or prospect is tuned into because they've hired you as their advisor because they don't know how to handle their money. They don't know how to make the right financial choice. They don't understand all the different things available to reduce their tax, but you do. And because you do, it's so easy for you to understand how things tie together. So the goal is stop thinking like an advisor and think like the person or people that you're talking to. Become your audience. I call it TLA. Think like your audience. Think like the people that you're trying to connect. And you know these, if they're a client, how experienced they are with finances or what's really important to them, that it's not really money, it's family. So then you frame things according to those needs of the people that you're addressing. But the more that you can understand your audience, and when you're in a group, of course, it's a little different than a one-on-one situation. So one of the tools we've created is called the NFV formula. And the NFV formula stands for need, fears, NFV. And that means if you would go into any presentation, like my presentation for you today, as part of being an ultimate advisor and a follower of this podcast with Brit, what are your needs when it comes to the subject we're talking about, how to communicate your ideas to others? What do you need to know? Well, you need to know it's a learned skill. You need to know that the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. You need to know there are certain tools that can help you save time, effort, and energy. There are certain ways to connect with your audience. Those are needs. So that's what we're going to talk about. Then what are your fears? Fears mean worry or concern. So when you're talking to a potential audience, what are they worried about? Are they worried about living too long and running out of money? Are they worried or fearful about paying too much in taxes? Are they worried or concerned about how do they pass their assets on to their children and not spoil them and make them lazy? All of those things should be, in your mind, clear and hopefully written down to help you focus on. And then the last one is victory. What are the positive or achieved? Well, if it's a potential client or prospect, they've been successful financially. They've built a business. They've accumulated assets. They've dealt with other advisors in the past, but they know that there's more that they could be getting. That's a positive. So all of those qualities that your audience has, their needs, their fears, and their victory, should help you decide what to talk about. Because if you're going to make a presentation, there are six words you'll never hear. Brittany, you're never going to hear these six words. You go out and speak all the time, but nobody is ever going to give you these six words. Would you like to know what they are?
Yes, I'm dying to know.
Talk as long as you want. No one is going to say that to you. So as an ultimate advisor, really, if today was, let's just, today was Monday morning at 9 o'clock and somebody said, talk as long as you want about what you know about investing, financial services, retirement planning, reducing taxes, all of those things. If you started 9 o'clock on Monday morning, I'm sure by Sunday night at midnight, you'd still be talking because you know so much. Remember that biggest challenge I said earlier, biggest challenge you have is you know so much. And because you know so much, one of the tendencies is when you have an hour presentation, well, how much, what can I put in? Well, I have so much more than I can get in an hour. But if you base everything on your audience needs, fears, and victory, and only talk about something that meets their need, overcomes a fear or concern, or reinforces a victory or success, you're going to connect with that audience. Mm-hmm. That's the way that you have that connection right from the start, because you're going to be given 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, but you're not going to be given forever. So does that make sense?
That makes complete sense. And honestly, Joel, where my head was going is we've talked a lot on the podcast, in our masterminds, along the topic of never falling in love with your own messaging, that it doesn't really matter what you want to get across. What matters is what the audience is looking for, right? So I know our friend Joe Polish, the creator of Genius Network, he's talked about sell them what they want and give them what they need. And I think what you just laid out here with your formula in that NFV, it's exactly what we've been reiterating. It's exactly what we've been talking about with our community of advisors, that you've got to understand the fears. You've got to understand their big wins and what their heart is pulling towards and why the heck they're even talking to you in the first place. So that was just so aligned, Joel. And I think such great, I'm not even going to call it advice, just insight. So I want to take this granular though, because as you're sharing here, I lean back a little bit to even how I craft email messages and how communication and what you're talking about here spills over into literally day-to-day life. So there are a couple words that you have made me so darn aware of in your coaching, and that is I and you. So can you talk a little bit about that and how much of an impact you can make with some of those small little tweaks in how you communicate with people and how you can actually make people feel seen, even in something as simple as an email?
Okay, well, let's do this. Let me answer that about the email, but let's make it about a presentation, because it's really the same thing. The opening of an email and the opening of a message, and that message could be a video for your website. It could be an interview that you're on. It could be a podcast like this. So anytime you begin a message, whether it's in print like an email or out of your voice when it's a live presentation, here's how the ordinary advisor begins. Brittany, I'm just so excited to be here on your podcast. I've been thinking about this and looking forward to it. I just love working with financial advisors, especially ultimate advisors. And what you and Brian have done, I mean, it's just so great. I just feel so honored to be here. No one cares. That's what you need. No one cares that I'm excited. You don't care anything about Joel Weldon. If you're still listening to this podcast, you don't care anything about me, and you should. What you should be caring about is, what does this guy know that I can use right away to be better connected to my audience, to make presentations that keep me congruent, that build trust and believability, and that will help me grow my practice? That's what you want to know. So when somebody opens an email, now let's go to that, and it says, Brittany, I need to get a couple of things for our podcast coming up next week. I need to know who's in your audience. I also need to know. Okay, everything in that first sentence is about me because it has the word I. So the goal when you open a message, like I opened this message for you, and if you want to go back and listen to the very first thing that I said, it was three words. And if you use these three words whenever you open any kind of presentation in front of a video camera, on a podcast, or an audience, it's going to be amazing. And the three words are, you're here because. By opening with you're here because, it forces you to stay away from the I word, because no one cares about it unless what you know can help. So when I began and said, you're here because you're a financial advisor. You're part of this Ultimate Advisor podcast family, and you're tuning in because you want some ideas to help you be an even better communicator and speaker. So if you would use those three, anytime you begin a mess, and you would say, thank you, Brittany, for the introduction, but you're here because you want to retire. You've built a successful business, and you're looking for ways to reduce your tax, have enough money that you'd never run out in retirement, and can still support the groups that you feel that are important through charity, and also provide for your loved ones and family. That's why you're here. And that's what you're going to understand some things today that will help you do. Rather than saying, I love talking about retirement planning. It's my favorite subject. I've been doing this for years. No one cares. That's what you need to imagine the audience saying. No one cares. Now, we do care about you, a friend or a relative, but an audience does. So now let's take that same thing to that email. So I gave you that, Brittany, I need to know about this podcast. I need to know about who's your audience. Also, okay. So what if that email began with that same concept of making it about them? Brittany, your podcast is so important. You've invested so much time and effort building up an audience of financial advisors, successful advisors, many of them from Raymond James and other independents, as well as some wirehouses. And you want to make sure that every guest is going to provide something that connects with your audience and meets their needs. So if you can answer some of these questions, you're going to guarantee that we're going to get a better mess. So what would you like to see happen? Okay, there's not one I in anything I said. So here's your assignment. Look at a past email you've written to one of your best clients. Look in the file, pull out one of them, print it out, take a pen, and circle I's and you. Now, I means I, me, and mine. You is you, your, or you'll. And circle those. And if you're like most ordinary advisors, right, the first paragraph is going to be at least more I's than you. Not when you look at Brittany, because she's gotten really good at making it about the person she's writing to. And you could write a 10-page email and never use I, me, or my one time. And you can include everybody by just talking about you. So let me prove that. Here's 8 billion people. You might be a man or you might be a woman. That statement just included everybody on this planet. You might own your own business, or maybe you're an officer. I could include everybody in a business order. You might be thinking of retiring in the next few years, or maybe retirement is far in the future for you. But you know that someday you will be leaving your business, because you know we don't live forever. So you can include everybody. And I put it on a little piece of paper. I don't know if this will show up, Brittany, but that's the key word. I don't. Can you read that, or is it a little too small?
I can read it.
Oh, it's you can big. Read it. Okay.
Yep.
So that's your assignment. Look at an email and see if you could rewrite those first two paragraphs and replace the I's, me's, and mine with you, your, and it's amazing how much that will help you connect with the person reading that. So does that answer your question, Brittany?
It does. And you know, every time we go through these conversations, Joel, I just get those little nugget reminders for myself too, of ways that I can make my communication even better and improve just the messaging overall. So I just love this. And Joel, there's another thing that I'm thinking of here. Knowing our advisor audience, we have a whole range of different personalities, call it. People that are very, very comfortable getting up on stage and speaking, people that love facilitating group conversations. And then you have people on the other end of the spectrum where they're going, I get so nervous getting in front of people. I feel like I fumble over my words. And one thing, Joel, that I've witnessed with you is, you know, I've watched you coach how many different entrepreneurs, business owners, advisors over the years, and you have this magical way of helping people, how you talked in the beginning about this authenticity of really leaning into who they are, but also helping calm nerves. So are there different tips or insights that you can provide to somebody who's maybe a little bit nervous, who doesn't really love speaking, but wants to get into that and wants to have more impact in that way?
Well, that's a great point. Yes. Well, there's a number of things that you can do. The first thing that you could do, and which you should always have, is just how this podcast began. Brittany introduced me to you. So whenever you speak, even if it's at your own team meeting with your own clients. Let's say it's a year-end meeting and you're talking about where you were, where you are, and where you're going as a client in your firm, and you're doing a holiday party, somebody should introduce you. So if you have an introduction, one of the things that you can have is, and let's just say your name is Fred, because I don't want to use Brian's name or Brittany's name, but let's say your name is Fred. And in the introduction, it would say that the purpose of this educational session is to talk about your retirement plan, what you need to do now and in the future, so that when you retire, you can have the life that you've dreamed. And this is an area that Fred is very familiar with. Matter of fact, he has personally held the hands of over 1,500 of his clients who have left the workplace and moved into retirement over the last 37 years. Speaking in front of a group is not something Fred is comfortable. Matter of fact, he doesn't enjoy it at all. So I've asked him to step out of his comfort, because when it comes to retirement planning, there's nobody I've known over these years that knows more about than Fred. So even though this isn't his area of comfort, he's doing it because he knows how valuable it could be for you. Okay, so one way to help somebody who is it uncomfortable, set it up that way, that this is not something that they're comfortable doing and they get nervous at it. You could even put that in there. So I've had some people in one introduction we used, his name was Jack. He was sarcastic, Brit. He used sarcasm throughout his talk. You know, you're going to have a great retirement if you work hard. And he would put in some sarcastic comment all the time. And he got on his feedback how sarcastic he was. And he just couldn't seem to break the habit. So knowing him, he was sarcastic. That was who he is. So I put that in the next introduction when he spoke. And it said, you know, Jack's got this background. After a while, people realized Jack is sarcastic. Matter of fact, if you looked up the word sarcasm in the dictionary, you would see Jack's picture next to that word. He's probably the most sarcastic person you've met. Now, Jack thinks it's funny, but some people don't. So I just want to warn you that it's not personal. If he says something to you that's sarcastic, that's just the way Jack is. And then we went on with some other credentials for Jack. The first time he used it, he wrote me an email right after, "Joel, I got the highest ratings I've ever gotten. And on the feedback cards that I'm using, one of the things that I saw over and over again was, I love the sarcasm. It was so funny. There wasn't one negative comment about my sarcasm. They saw it as a positive. And the only thing that was done was we set it up ahead of time. So if there's something that could distract, like you have an accent, maybe English is your second language, put that in the introduction. This is English is Morris's second language, which means it's going to be difficult to understand some of the things he says. But let me tell you that, knowing Morris very well, if you only get half of what he said, you're still going to be way ahead. So listen carefully, because sometimes those words will sneak by. Well, by doing that, people suddenly, well, he doesn't have much of an accent. I can understand everything he said. But if you don't say anything, people start to say, what's going on here? I can't understand this. So that's one way of doing it, is get it set up ahead of time. If you're not comfortable in front of a group, just tell the audience that in the beginning, that this is outside of your comfort zone. But you've been asked because you have an expertise in the area you're talking about. Now, what if you can't do that? Well, what causes people to be nervous, especially when they get up in front of it? It's being self-conscious. And when you're self-conscious, you're thinking about who? Yourself. So one of the things to do is realize it has nothing to do with you. It's all about your audience. You know these things. You know these financial secrets of success. You've practiced them, and that's why you're financially secure now. But they have. It's all about them. It's not about you. So if you can get yourself out of the way, like a TV reporter giving the news, bad news or good news, the reporter knows the news has nothing to do with them. They're just reporting what happened. This tragedy where people were killed, they're not going to break into tears because that wasn't their family. It wasn't them. And that's what you can do. Get yourself out of the way. And if you do that, and you then be yourself, whatever that is, being you is the key, which will make you much more relaxed. So hopefully that's helpful. Does that make sense, Brittany?
It makes so much sense. And honestly, Joel, well, I'll frame this to the advisor audience, actually, because we've talked a lot on this podcast about, you know, really making sure, again, the authenticity thing is huge, but also making sure that you're showing up in a way that is so reflective of who you are, right? So I think whether you're speaking on a stage, you're leading a group, you're in that individual meeting, that all of this is so completely relevant, regardless of how and where you're showing up. You know, people can see through immediately when you're, when you're off, when you're, you know, trying too hard in one way or the other, people are quick to pick up on that. And the incongruencies, you don't ever want somebody to not do business with you because they sense some level of incongruency that can be so easily fixed just by leaning into who you are as a person and not trying to be like somebody else. You know, Joel, I've thought about it too, where I'll watch other amazing presenters and I'm like, man, she killed it when she did this, or he really just got the audience going. And because of your help and your work, honestly, I have this internal filter now where I can say, is that really aligned with who I am? So advisors listening here, you can pick up on great things and ways that people present and speak and how they deliver. It doesn't mean that that's meant for you. So Joel, I think you just highlighted that so brilliantly. So I would guess at this point that our audience members are wondering, how do you serve? How do they get a hold of you? What does that look like? If people wanted to engage even deeper in some of the coaching and the speaking training that you're doing.
Well, thank you for saying that. And we've worked together for a long time. And as you're listening to this, you probably have had some kind of a coach. And when you hire a coach, you get a certain amount of time. You get either a monthly program or a yearly program. And then if you want more, you renew it again. Well, Earl Nightingale was my mentor. And if you know anything about Earl Nightingale and the strangest secret that he recorded in 1956, he was the leader of the personal development area. And on a fishing trip, I had him out up at Lake Powell, and he told me this great statement years ago. Find out what everybody else is doing and don't do it. Don't compete, create. So my coaching program is very different than any other coaching program you've had. You hire me one time, you pay me one time, and you use me as much as you want for as long as you want. We don't count hours, we don't count calls. Whatever you need, you get. So I only take a limited number of people, obviously, to be available to people. And if you're interested, you can just go to talktojoel.com and get on my calendar and set up a call, and we'll talk about your situation. And if you have any questions, serious questions about what we've said, I'd love to talk to you. So talktojoel.com, get you on my calendar, and it's a one-time invest guaranteed for a year. Now you look at me, I'm not a spring chicken. You might say, well, I'll hire him and he drops dead tomorrow, I'm out. Well, you get at least a whole year's guarantee. And at the end of the year, we just keep going for as long. And I never plan to retire, because Earl Nightingale taught me this line too. Work is what you're doing when you'd rather be doing something else. And when you're doing what you love, it's not working. So I haven't worked in decades. And hopefully you haven't either, that you love what you do. So that's the little commercial. And then we have an ultimate speaking system, an online program, which is very inexpensive for what you get. And then we can talk about that. Or you can go to ultimatespeaker.com. That's our website, ultimatespeaker.com. It gives you access to everything. And you can also send messages to me through that. So is that clear, Brittany?
That is crystal clear. And we'll make sure to capture all of that in the show note that you, as the advisor listening, that you are able to quickly grab those links. Because, you know, I got to say that I'm biased because you have been such an amazing coach. But truly, Joel, I can say this with full confidence that you have changed my life in a lot of ways for the positive. I mean, there's been so many opportunities that have opened up. And I think about just the principles and the teachings that you've helped me through from, you know, my first 10-minute talk at Genius Network, all the way up until now. And it's just been such a godsend. And I'm so fortunate to know you and call you a friend. So I can say with confidence, you listening to this as an advisor, there's so much that we as a community of advisors can do even better to support our client, to make an impact. And speaking is really the foundation. Communication is the foundation of how we make that impact. So highly encourage any of you to reach out to Joel. Joel, I have one last question that I like to ask all of our members, guests here on the show. And that is, what didn't I ask you that I should have?
Well, what if you asked me, could you sum up everything you've learned about being an effective communicator in 22 words?
Is that, I want to hear that. Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, well then let me give this to you as an ultimate advice. And here it is, 22 words. And if you will do this, you will be an even better communicator. Speak to your audience about what they need in an organized way they can follow. and get yourself out of the way.
That is phenomenal. I had to digest that for a second there, Joel. That was so clear, so concise, and so completely impossible to be misunderstood. So thank you for your time today and for your brilliance and your generosity.
Well, make it a great day.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of the Ultimate Advisor Podcast. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share this with your advisor friend. Also, don't forget to subscribe so that you're the first to know every time a new episode drops. We'll catch you right back here next time. Hey there, Brittany Anderson here. If you are loving what you're hearing on our Ultimate Advisor Podcast, don't keep us a secret. Share us with other advisors that you think would benefit from the messages that you are hearing. The easiest way to do that is to simply send them to ultimateadvisorpodcast.com. And if you want to learn a few other ways that we could potentially serve you as an advisor, go check out ultimateadvisormastermind.com. As always, we are so happy to have you here with us as part of the Ultimate Advisor community, and we look forward to a continued relationship.